Hello everyone and welcome to the DPB Podcast. I'm your host Ryan Mondes. This is episode number 345 for January 14th, 2025.
Welcome to the Disney Pins Blog Podcast, the latest news on Disney pin trading and collecting from around the world.
Welcome back to the show everyone. I just have one thing for housekeeping this week, and that is our January giveaway is now live. Head over to disneypinsblog.com/giveaways for your chance to enter. This month we're giving away two pins. One of the La Luna Loungefly pins in the box, 3 inches in size with dangle element. And then also one of our Luca pins. Winner will receive both. And that ends on Friday, January 17th. All right, now on to the pin news. First, we're going to start off with ourselves at DPB Store. We had a few new Artland pin releases. First up are the new Pinocchio and Jiminy Cricket pins from the Glass series. These are limited edition of 200 and are 3 inches in size. I think we just have a couple left of each. And there was also the Protective Peg pin from Lady and the Tramp. At the time of this recording, I think we only have one left. It's limited edition of 250, available at DPB Store. And then for our exclusive last week, we started a brand new series for 2025. It is the Muppets Stained Glass Collection. There are 10 pins in total, limited edition of 300, and the price is $15 each. They will release one per month for 2025, so it'll end in October. But the first release for January features Miss Piggy. And thank you to everyone who already supported this release. Got a lot of good feedback on this collection, so thank you. And then this Thursday, we will have the next release in our Disney Cats Window series. So keep an eye out this Thursday morning. All right, now on to Box Lunch. They had a bunch of new pre-order pins pop up on their website. Most of these are releasing between February and April. First up is the Winnie the Pooh Character Chair Blind Box Pin Set. $10.90 per pin. Characters include Pooh, Eeyore, Tigger, Kanga and Roo, Piglet, and Rabbit. That's expected to ship next month in February. Then there was the Pixar Tea Set Collection. This is also a blind box pin set. Some of the designs include Mike and Sully from Monsters, Inc., Woody and Forky from Toy Story, and Russell and Doug from Up. That is $15.90 per box of two pins, and that's expected to ship in April. Also at Box Lunch was a new Disney Princess Boots blind box pin set. They feature princess-themed cowboy boots. The princesses included feature Belle, Snow White, Ariel, Tiana, Aurora, and Cinderella. Those are $10.90 each. And then, like I said, there was a bunch of other pins at Box Lunch that went up for pre-order. I'm still working on all the blog posts, but I should have them up within the next week. Next up is DisneyStore.com. They had two new pin trading starter sets that released last week. First, there's one for Disneyland. The four character pins include Oswald, Mickey Mouse, Stitch, and the Yeti from Matterhorn. It includes four pins and a lanyard, and the price is $44.99, assuming that's also coming to the parks. And then there was also one for Walt Disney World. This one hasn't been spotted in the parks yet, but right now it's online only, featuring Figment, Mickey Mouse, Stitch, and Rafiki. One for each park at Walt Disney World. That's also $44.99. All right, then lastly, we have Disney Parks. There was a lot of releases this past week at the parks. So first, we'll start off with some of the new lanyards that have been spotted. There's a new one for Mickey and Minnie. These are all reversible lanyards as well. Those are $14.99. Then there was one for Tinkerbell, also $14.99. And then one featuring Marvel Avengers, also reversible and $14.99. A few others were also spotted featuring Ariel and Pixar and princesses. I will get those blog posts up very soon. Next at Disney Parks was a brand new Build-A-Pin series. This one features Lilo and Stitch, the Muppets, and Winnie the Pooh. The Lilo and Stitch one has the base castle pin that comes with it, so you can swap out the characters with a new base pin. That's open edition. The price is $29.99 for Lilo and Stitch. And then the two add-ons featuring Muppets, you got Kermit and Miss Piggy. That one's open edition and $22.99. And then the other add-on features Pooh and Tigger, also $22.99. Next at Walt Disney World, there are two new Space Mountain 50th Anniversary pins that released. is actually released last week, I think on Thursday or Friday at the parks. It was a little delayed. They popped up at Magic Kingdom first, and then I think a day later they were at Disney Springs. That's the only place I've seen them so far. I went over to Magic Kingdom though, and I got mine on Saturday at the Frontierland Trading Post. The regular one features Mickey on Space Mountain, and it has a slider element, so the ride vehicle moves up and down. That's limited edition of 3,000, and the price is $22.99. And then there was an annual pass holder exclusive featuring Goofy and Donald Duck on the ride. Pin-on-pin design for that pin, and it's limited edition of 2,000, and the price is $22.99. Then there was a refresh of those 3D acrylic pins at the parks. They have been around for a while, but the new versions feature Cheshire Cat, Marie, and Stitch. These ones have shiny gold bases, almost like a mirror, with the acrylic piece on top. They are open edition, and the price is $16.99 each. Then there was a new mystery pin set at Disney Parks featuring Stitch Attack Snacks. These, of course, are based off of the monthly collection last year in 2024. This pin pouch has 16 pins in total. You have 5 randomly selected per pouch, and the price is $44.99. I'll have a separate video of me unbagging these coming to the YouTube channel. And then yesterday, we announced the hidden Disney pins for 2025 at both Disneyland and Walt Disney World. The official flyers are up. And I guess I've already spotted these last weekend around the resorts here at Walt Disney World, so they are out now. You can only find them, though, through cast member trading. You can't purchase the pin pouches yet. I've been getting tons of messages on this. The information's all up on the blog post on the website. I just think when I post on Instagram, a lot of people don't read the website, the blog post. But yeah, there's tons of questions on these. So far, you can only get them through cast member trading, and then the pin pouches. We have this info in the blog post, but the pin pouches, we are told, are expected to release in April. I know they accidentally released them like over Christmas, I think, but then they pulled them back. So I think they're ready, they're just not being released yet. All right, then lastly, we have the new limited edition pin releases this week at Disney Parks. First, we'll start off with Walt Disney World. Florida received the Walt Disney World version of Mickey Pin Trading Hidden Disney Pins. This is a very popular release. It comes in a nice, giant, shiny box. It's limited release, and the price is $34.99. That released on Tuesday, January 14th. Then there's also a version out at Disneyland. It's just the pins are a bit different on Mickey's pin board, but it is also limited release in $34.99. Then also out at Disneyland was the 13th pin in the It's Showtime Posters collection. I thought this collection was ending in 2024, but I think there's like 3 or 4 more releases only being released at Disneyland. So it's a little different. The Showtime posters was split between both coasts in 2024, and now these last few are only on the West Coast. And the edition size is also smaller. I think the shared ones were LE 3000 or 4000. Now this is limited edition of 1500. And the price is $19.99. So yeah, Lumiere Showtime poster only out at Disneyland. And then there was one shared pin release on both coasts this week. It's the first pin in the Disney Pin Trading 25th Anniversary Metal Collection. It's on a spinner element. You have Mickey Mouse. And on the back of the Mickey Mouse pin, it reads pre-production. It's limited edition of 4,000 and the price is $22.99. And then lastly, keep an eye out this Friday. We will have a blog post going up with a closer look at the Epcot International Festival of the Arts pin releases featuring Figment. So stay tuned for that. All right, so that's going to do it for episode number 345, your January 2025 Week 2 Disney Pin News. Thank you guys very much for listening and watching. Hope you have a great rest of your week. See ya.